people, so you'll understand about the King of Zululand. The King of Zulu owned an aeroplane. He thought he'd swap it for a railroad train. Then he swapped the train for a string of beads, and he said that's all the clothes wife he needs. King of Zulu, he was married young. He had a woman with a wicked tongue. She scolds all night and she scolds all day, and this was all you'd ever hear him say. Skiddy-dee, skiddy-da, skiddatin, skiddittin, skiddatin, dattin, do. Boom, dizzy, boom, said the King of Zulu. King of Zulu had a tummy ache. For nights and nights it kept the king awake. The doctor came with a big long knife, but the king wouldn't take a cut to save his life. The King of Zulu had an awful thirst. Coconut milk only made it worse, so he drank the sap from the loco tree. And when he felt dizzy, he said to me, skiddy-dee, skiddy-da, skiddatin, skiddittin, skiddatin, dattin, do, said the King of Zulu. The King of Zulu had a pair of feet. He never walked them on a one-way street. He picked them up and he laid them down, but it took all day to turn his feet around. The King of Zulu told his faithful cook to boil him up a dictionary book. Well, he ate up the book, but the book wasn't done, and he got a tummy ache from page 41. Skiddy-dee, skiddy-da, skiddatin, skiddittin, skiddatin, dattin, do, said the King of Zulu. The King of Zulu on a Christmas Eve was thinking about the presents that he'd receive. But Christmas Day was a total loss, 'cause he went and ate up Mr. Santa Claus. Oh, the King of Zulu said, the way I feel, a young grass widow'll be my next meal. So he ate her up in his own quaint way, and he's had hay fever ever since that day. Skiddy-dee, skiddy-da, skiddatin, skiddittin, skiddatin, dattin, do, said the King of Zulu.